I'm here with Simon Rogers, who is the Guardian's data editor, and also Dan Roberts, who is the Guardian's national editor. We've all just sat through a marathon WikiLeaks panel on which they were both speaking, and I want to ask them a bit about the future of leaking for the mainstream media and for some national newspapers. So, Simon, Al Jazeera have recently worked with their own in-house leaking team, if you will, on the Palestinian papers. Do you see that as something which other national newspapers might look to do in the future? I'm not sure what you can say about The Guardian, but do you see that as part of the future of leaking and mainstream media?
I mean, I guess, traditionally, that's how leaks have worked. Leakers have come to newspapers or news organisations, and then we've run it, and it's been our thing. And what's interesting about what's going on at the moment is actually how little control we have over the stuff that's out there. You've got lots of organisations besides WikiLeaks who are out there getting hold of data and giving it to news organisations. And, you know, whilst obviously we want to facilitate people getting us data and leaks and, you know, fantastic information, fantastic stories, we don't want to cut things off as well. We don't want to say, right, we're only going to take information that comes direct to us and we'll ignore some that comes to the next WikiLeaks or whoever that might be. So obviously we're keeping an eye on it, and you know, we're always trying to make things easier for the way that people leak us information to us, but we don't want to cut ourselves off from the world out there where information is flying about at a huge pace. We just want to be able to... Our role, I think, is much more about helping people analyse that information and getting the best stories out of it and making it easier for people to understand.
Okay, I'm going to quickly turn to Dan Roberts, the national editor. And Dan, more or less the same question, or if you want to talk just, you know, about how you see the future of this leaking panning out and in terms of the mainstream media.
Well, I think Simon's right. It's what newspapers have always done and will continue to do, and hopefully technology will allow us to do that in more sophisticated ways. But, I mean, the most important thing that we have to bear in mind as recipients of this information is we have to be able to be sure that the leaker will be protected and can be anonymous. And I think that one of the difficulties of the technology, as WikiLeaks has found itself, is that's not always possible to do. And we need to be careful that we're not giving people false assurances that if they just email us something out of the blue, that somehow that's going to guarantee them protection. So we're always encouraging people to come to us with information, but we take very seriously our responsibility to try and protect those sources where we can.
Okay, great. And just quickly to either of you, what else are you looking forward to at the rest of the festival? Have you got any particular sessions planned or to go along to? I know you're speaking again, Simon.
I have two more sessions. We've got one on open data with fantastic people, which would be brilliant. And we've also got one this afternoon, in fact, in about 50 minutes, which will be about what else, other ways of storytelling besides words. And that's increasingly what we're thinking about now, that actually, you know, what is journalism? Used to just be a well-written piece, James Cameron, fantastic essay, and now it's much more about what else you can do with the information too. And if you can tell the story best in the graphic, maybe that's journalism just as much, and that's an interesting area for us, I think.
Okay, I think I'm going to try and go along to that session, so look out for tweets and reports later on. Thanks very much to you both.